This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
Good day. This is the Market Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 350 for Friday, April 13th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market suffered losses to end the week as traders were squaring positions before the weekend. Losses in the United States soy complex also dragged down the canola market. Technical resistance was a factor behind the losses, and there are still some ideas that the canola market is overbought. This year's canola carryout is expected to be large, while some corn acres in the U.S. could be switched to soybeans. However, canola is still showing some independent strength, and cold weather across the prairies is threatening to delay seeding. Taking a look at the charts, the May canola contract was down 80 cents at $524.10 a ton. The July contract was at $526.60 a ton. It was down $1.40. In the U.S., the soybean market was down 3 to 6 cents, with the May contract checking in at $10.54 a bushel. Traders were taking profits and scoring positions. A disappointing week for export sales in the U.S. also weighed down values. On the other side, some new buying has come in recently from speculators and commercials. Corn was down 2 to 3 cents with the May contract at $3.86 a bushel. Corn futures took spillover losses from wheat. Corn prices continue to rise in Brazil, and China sold 86% of the corn it had up for auction today. Snow and more cold weather is hitting the U.S. plains and the Northwest. Chicago wheat was down 8 to 9 cents with the May contract at $4.72. The market was down with technical selling. Wheat exports are moving very sluggishly right now, which is a concern. Some rain is expected to fall in Kansas City in a few days, and that should help alleviate some of the drought stress in that state. On the other side, flour mills in Taiwan are negotiating for the sale of 92,000 tons of U.S. wheat. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.